Welcome to It's Your Business on Kelo News Talk 1320 107.9 FM, the show that shines a bright spotlight on local businesses and business owners. You'll gain insight and tips, as well as important information you can apply to your business as well. And now, here's your conductor, the maestro of It's Your Business, Bill Zortman.
From the second round of the Symetra Tour, I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. Willow Run, home of the Great Life Challenge. We're just off the number 9 green. Actually, we're now off the number 18 green. We had a bit of a turn overnight, and we're going to be updating, interviewing, useful information. It's going to be coming with you between now and 11 o'clock. LPGA event here through Sunday. Plus, we'll visit with some of our usual Friday show guests. We're actually going to put Randy Dierheim, Mr. Hospitality, and the Austed member of the family that can play golf, Ryan Austed, we're going to put him to work as well. First day was completed last night. We're going to be talking about some of those scores, updating you. The leaders are playing this afternoon. A bunch of those went off at 7:30 this morning. They're trying to catch them. The cut right now is at plus one. 71 players are at that level, so it would have to be the top 70 and ties as well. Cindy is with us this morning. Tom and Cindy have been so responsible for this tournament, and I got to watch her in action on Wednesday. I did not get to see you yesterday, but we're going to get Cindy close to the mic, and we're going to talk about the importance of this. We always hear from Tom, and I get to hear from you with the CVB, but tell us why you think this tournament's so important.
Well, it's so important for the community because it showcases Sioux Falls. Terry Schmidt approached Tom. We went down to Daytona and watched the Symetra being put on, and we came back and we said, we can do this. This is a piece of cake. It brings in over $1 million worth of revenue. We've got hotels booked. We've got food. It's just outstanding. And every one of the people that came last year has thanked us over and over and again and said, wow, this is the best kept secret Sioux Falls is.
Now, I have to tell you, after doing my show on Wednesday, 9 to 11 out here, I got out and got to play with the Jessica Wallace, who is on the leaderboard. She's 3 under going in. She plays this morning, started off early. But I saw Tom delivering drinks. I saw you asking people how it was going. I don't expect that out of people that have organized the tour when you got 500 people out here helping you.
That's just part of our job. I mean, we don't expect anybody to do something that we wouldn't do. And it's fun to get to know the people, and it's a great way to thank our volunteers. We couldn't do this without our volunteers. Tom Van White is the chair. We have 15 people that are, for 3 months, have met weekly to get this tournament to pull off smoothly, and it's going absolutely wonderful. So thank you to all the volunteers. Thank you to our key people. Couldn't do it without you. It's been a great experience, and we're looking forward to the next couple days.
Now, you're probably the only one I could ask this question to. How do you keep Tom under control? Because he gets out there, he gets so excited, he wants to do everything.
Well, first of all, I got to tell you, everybody thinks I'm Tom's wife, and I always say, if I'm Tom's wife, I wouldn't be sitting here. I am Tom's sister, but I do like what I'm doing. But Tom and I have worked together for a long time, and I can say things that no one else can say to Tom. And the joke is, fire me, you know, and I'm the only one that wants to get fired, and he won't fire me. But he is a visionary. We work well as a team together, and it's been a great ride.
We need to get on with it, but Cindy, we needed to stop and talk with you this morning because you are such a person that wants to make sure the customer service follows through, whether it's Burger King or whether it's here or wherever it is in Sioux Falls with the Convention and Visitors Bureau. You're the glue.
Oh, thank you. Not necessarily. There's a whole group of us that are keeping it together. So thank you, and we appreciate you being out here. And people, come out and see it. It's a wonderful experience. Have a great day, Bill. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. We're going to bring in my good friend Randy Dierheim, and Dave Austed said he was too busy with a move to come out. And I think part of that was that he wanted to make sure that we didn't talk about his golf game compared to the ladies. And every commercial I hear with you talks about the fact that he can't hit a golf shot. Is that the way you really feel?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, last year he came out to this deal, and he was amazed at how they played this course. He said, I've played this 1,000 times. I didn't know you were supposed to hit the ball where these girls are hitting it. So, yes, he has taken a sabbatical here. He's out in Utah shooting photos today.
And here I thought he was working, changing the store over. You were a volunteer with the store change.
Yeah, I'm covering Dave while he's out of town, and I'm trying to do the best I can. They've got such a remarkable team at Austed's, and if you really want great deals on golf apparel and golf equipment, you got to go to Austed's this weekend.
All right, so, gentlemen, have you seen this tournament? Have you had a chance to watch any of it up close and personal?
You know, I wasn't out yesterday. I was here all of last year. It is amazing to watch how these girls play this course. I don't know, Randy, did you get out at all yesterday?
I did not get out yesterday, but I'm excited to be here this morning and get a firsthand glimpse at what I know was special from last year when I was here.
Now, did you share with him what I want you guys to do today?
Yep.
Are you guys for
it? Roving reporters.
We're like the David Faraday's of the day. He's got a high bar, he said, but we could do that.
I like that.
Yeah, we could do that.
I'm Gary McCord and you're David Faraday.
That's right.
We'll do that.
That's right. And, of course, Faraday was in concert last night at the Washington Pavilion. Second time he's been here. Big crowd. I actually got to play in my golf league out in Hartford, and the guys I was supposed to be playing against, Chunk, was actually at the Faraday concert. He gave me 3 points.
Nice.
Nice. Well, I needed them because we haven't done well, and we closed the season with a 3-win. So what are you guys expecting to see today? What do you want to see out of the young ladies? And, again, they played 18 holes, and right now the cut line is plus one. There were 71 this morning that were at that number. So it's 70 in ties. If you are at 72 on up, you're a little nervous as to where you're going.
Yeah, I'm wondering if you're going to see a little different style of golf today. Yesterday, perfect conditions. It was still, it was warm and beautiful. Today, it's warm and beautiful, but there's a little breeze here. I live just off of number one over here. I went out to hit balls to the dog this morning. It's blowing. So I'm interested personally to see if these girls adjust, you know, their game plan, if they're hitting lower ball flights. I know a lot of them talked about some of the greens and how they're trickier maybe than they expected. So day two, you know, they've had a week now to play the course. We'll see if they improve a bit around the greens, but it should be a fun day.
Jim LeDuc, you know Jim LeDuc from our remodeler show.
Absolutely.
Is actually caddying again. I mean, I think there ought to be an age limit on those that are able to caddy, but I think he would caddy better than I would or people that are a lot younger. There's a lot of people out here that are from Sioux Falls that are caddying because of their experience.
Yeah, it's a great effort, great volunteer effort, and I think Cindy touched on it. I mean, the whole community rallies around this tournament. I wanted to just echo on Ryan here a minute. The one thing I'm looking at, and I've played golf here for over 20 years, and a lot of amateurs, you know, just grip it and rip it. And I know a lot of these girls are hitting the shots. And so when they're strategizing how they play Willow Run, I'm particularly interested in seeing those second shots and where they've put that ball to be in a position to score. And I think that's a lesson that a lot of us can learn from watching professional golf at this level. And we're so blessed to have this tournament in Sioux Falls, and what a great venue at Willow Run.
One of the nice things you did for me last year, you gave me a Ricky Fowler head cover. Okay? I put it to use last year with a young lady that played with me, Kendall Wright. She signed it. I figured I'd have a star of the future. She's not playing this year. She shot 90-92.
Well, you need to find a new star.
So this year, I told that story to Jessica Wallace, and Jessica shot 3 under yesterday.
Nice.
She's on the leaderboard, and she said, I wish you hadn't told me that. I said, Jessica, your name is now on that Ricky Fowler head cover, even though you want nothing to do with Tennessee or Texas. And she said, I will play well, and she has. I beat her on a couple of holes. I actually birdied a couple of holes in the Pro-Am, and we had to hit from the ladies' tee, so I got to outdo her on a couple of holes, but the couple of holes that I beat her on, she birdied yesterday. I noticed that.
Well, we've had South Dakota tourism days to start the tournament. No wind, big blue skies. To Ryan's point, we've got a little bit of a challenge wind today. It's cut day, so, I mean, it will come into play. It'll be interesting to see how these girls play the course.
All right, guys, you're now assigned to hit the course. Call in. We'll use your phones. Norm will control you in the studio. He'll let me know when you have a story. And tell us stories as you go along. I want to see how guys will do today. I know that you pick on your dad for the shots that he hits.
Occasionally, yeah. But he's got it coming. You've seen him play. You played with him. He's got those comments coming. He's earned them.
And, you know, even as much as Dierheim talked me into the Volvic ball, which I now swear by. In fact, Jessica the other day said, what's that? The bright orange balls that they have, the blue, the green, and whatever, which is the official ball of the LPGA. She said, Those are pretty brilliant. So, anyway, papers are blowing. You guys get off. I've got Terry Alice Schmidt on the line. I got Mr. Haas over here, who's going to give us a quick score update in a minute. Terry Ellis, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning.
Terry Schmidt, excuse me. I know better
That's
than
okay.
that.
That's all right.
We have talked to Cindy. We have talked with Tom. We've talked to Randy Dierheim, and now we've talked with one of the Austeds this morning. They're giving you a lot of credit for this tournament. Are you proud of what you saw? You and I talked on Wednesday. What do you think?
You know what? I'm so proud of Sioux Falls. I'm just bursting at the seams. This, I was fortunate enough to spend yesterday out at the tournament. To watch the girls, the professionalism of the girls, the friendliness. They're so impressed with Sioux Falls. They were talking about the wonderful food that Willow Run is providing them. They talked about how friendly everybody is. They talked about you being out there. They said even the media is out here. The homes where they're staying, how organized the tournament is. You know, this is Sioux Falls at its finest. This, look at the hundreds of volunteers out there who are doing this because they love Sioux Falls, they love golf, and they want to be involved and make another thing great. I'm just so proud of Sioux Falls. I knew when we went after this that we could do this and we could do it better than anybody, and we are.
Well, this is just one of the things that's happened in Sioux Falls this year. Of course, we've got the NCAA tournaments. You have the big pheasant hunt that's coming up. I want to talk to you on the air Tuesday about that, by the way. So
okay.
Just, I don't care where you're at. You just take care of me. But when we start talking about the future of Sioux Falls, it does include golf, and it's got to be professional golf if we're going to be in the same category with other places around this country.
You are right. And it is because of, you know, hosting this Symmetra Tour opens the doors for us for other tournaments. Having the Tom and Cindy Walshes step up and say, come to our place, we will host this. Having the hundreds of volunteers spend their time out there, the media cover it the way you are all doing, that's what opens the doors for us for future tournaments. Golf is big, golf is fun, it's for everyone at all levels. And yeah, I mean, Sioux Falls is a sports town. Golf's a wonderful sport. Let's do it.
Terry Schmidt, we appreciate you this morning. We're going to talk a little more from the course. You enjoy. I think you're moving your daughter. Is that what I heard?
Yes, I am moving boxes as we speak.
Well, yes. Cindy told us that story. She gave it up. She gave it up on you and also Tom early. That was well worth our time this morning. Terry, thank you. We'll talk again Tuesday.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much.
All right, let's bring in Matt right now. Let's make sure that Matt is plugged in. Matt, you put out stories overnight. I saw a couple of them, printed them. But the players, you know, one day does not a tournament make. They've played 18. Some of them have maybe played 25 holes by now. Any change on the leaderboard?
Yeah, Katie Kempter's 2-under today through 7, and she's currently tied for the lead. So it's a lot of golf left, but she's in good spot. I see Laura Gonzalez Echelon, who is the 18-hole leader. She's out putting right now trying to get ready for today.
So the plus one, do you think that'll hold for the cut line?
No, it's going to drop. I mean, it's so windy out here today. That'll
so
probably drop
three,
to two,
maybe,
or three.
Two or three.
Yeah, definitely. With it being 60 in ties now, it's going to be a little bit lower because they switched that up this year.
Now, I got to see this young man at work on Wednesday. He was up here making sure I had everybody, and then I went down, and I was just one of the amateurs out there, and he couldn't even see me because he had all these other things to do. He had the girls out there. He had the caddies. He had the fans. You had a lot on your plate. Why do you do this?
It's fun, man. It's golf. You know, I can't complain too much. I'm traveling the world watching the best play golf. It's not a bad gig at all. I mean, you see it like, oh, my gosh, he's juggling so much stuff. He's got so much going on. I'm just kind of used to it by now and enjoy it.
Can you kind of share with us updates throughout these 2 hours?
Absolutely. Anything you guys need.
All right, we will do that, and we'll try not to get in your way because we know that the young ladies and the crowd, and we encourage people to come out this weekend. There are 3-day passes, was 4 days, still good for the day that you would now have retroactive if you wanted it, but come out, enjoy it. Do you have an idea on the tee times tomorrow?
It's going to be 7:30 start again, split tees, and probably wrapping up around 2, 2:30, depending on how large the cut is.
All right. Sounds good. We appreciate Mr. Haas from the Haas family, as far as we're concerned, out of Florida, not North Carolina. Thank you.
Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to talk with Jody Schwann, the hot story of the week. Jesse Schmidt talking about some storms in the other part of the country. And don't give your money too easily. All from Willow Run as we have some fun at Symetra 2.
Agriculture touches more people, more families, and more businesses than nearly any other industry in our region. I'm Travis Starks, agriculture insurance expert with Holt McDowell Insurance, a Marsh McLellan agency. Along with my dad, Roger, we work hard to understand both the risks that come with a life in agribusiness and the people who make their living in agribusiness. With over 43 years combined experience, we know agriculture is a broad and complex business, so we deliver broad and complex thinking to meet your needs. You can count on personal relationships and a hands-on approach from Roger and myself. Call us. We know agriculture.
For all your agriculture needs, call Howalt McDowell Insurance in Sioux Falls, 800-584-7054. That's 800-584-7054. Or go to HowaltMcDowell.com. That's HowaltMcDowell.com. Call today. Howalt McDowell knows agriculture. Call 800-584-7054.
Fox News Sunday, Sunday mornings at 10. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Welcome back. It's your business. On the road, we're at Willow Run, the Symetra Tour, and we're making some news this morning. May not make the business journal, but it made It's Your Business. We have got two roving reporters. One of those is Mr. Hospitality, Randy Dierheim, and the other is Ryan Austad. They're going to be reporting from the course what they're seeing, and they're going to be talking to people along the way. It's going to be fun over the next 2 hours. But Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal, cover story of the week, dealt with housing, high-end, hot market, and a lot have houses like that or even out in this neighborhood near Willow Run, Jody.
They absolutely are. That growing east side, though, some really nice lots over by Willow Run. And we've seen some houses go up, including a spec house, actually, in that area in the $1 million range. So don't be surprised if you start to see more sales come in from out there, too, because like we said in Wednesday's cover story, that upper end of the market is really picking up. Now, don't get me wrong, Bill. Generally, it's not like a house in like the $200,000, $250,000 range where if it's in the right spot, nice neighborhood, I mean, it can sell within hours even of going on the market. I mean, a million-dollar house is still going to take a bit of time, but point being, it's taking less time than it has in recent years. And we've even now started to see some closings as well as house going under contract in the $2 million range. So definitely some signs of an uptick there. I got a chance to look through, and I know you've done this too, some of these properties. They are just amazing. I mean, when you get in that $1.5 to $2 million range, particularly in a house that's going on the resale market, not new construction, you're going to start to see some features that you really don't see very often in our market. Elaborate pools are a big thing. We've toured one house in Brandon that had an amazing indoor pool, and another one in the Prairie Hills neighborhood in southwest Sioux Falls that had a fantastic outdoor pool. It was like a resort. So I know people love to take a look at this. One reader commented on our site, it's always fun to dream a little bit and look inside these houses. So if you haven't had a chance to do that, all of that is still online at our website. That's SiouxFallsBusinessJournal.com.
She's Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal. Other breaking news this morning?
Yeah, I want to give a quick congratulations to all of the folks over at Avera eCare, because they recently marked their 1 millionth patient helped through that telemedicine system. And I don't think people realize just how expansive it is. We have a story that's going to be coming out in the Argus Leader here over the next few days on a young girl who might have been the millionth patient. It's a little hard to track that, but she's 10 years old. She lives in a really remote part of northwest North Dakota, and she was trapped under an ATV in Montana earlier this year.
was taken to an emergency room that was hooked up in Montana to the Avera eCare Center in Sioux Falls, where an emergency medicine specialist was waiting to help her. She is doing well. We're happy to report was in Sioux Falls recently to see that eCare Center and to thank the staff there. So, like I said, it has really grown since its founding back in 2004, now at 260 sites in 13 states, all based out of Sioux Falls. So a real accomplishment for our community and something that's helping people all over the country of Avera eCare. Again, if you want to read her complete story, watch your Argus Leader, or you can go online and take a look at it now at argusleader.com.
Jody, enjoy your Labor Day weekend. We'll talk on Tuesday, if that's okay.
That sounds great. You as well, Bill.
Thank you now. Jesse Schmidt, Better Business Bureau of South Dakota. Lots of storms around the country, and I know disasters can hit without warning. A lot of the parts of the country I've lived in along the Gulf Coast being hammered again. But you got some advice this morning as to when to spend money and help.
Well, we do. You know, when a disaster strikes, sometimes you are just so overwhelmed you don't know where to turn. And so the BVB in our region has really done a great job, and we've developed a resource for folks to be right on hand when those emergencies happen. And really it's just a resource on where to turn. Where, how do I start finding a contractor? Who can help me clean up? All that sort of thing. And as you said, Bill, you know, we have compadres in those Gulf Coast states, Tallahassee, 3/4 of the people are without power today. Those are communities that are ripe to be taken advantage of once the storm goes through. And so, yeah, you just want to be sure you're making the right decisions at those times.
So basically kind of make sure that it's the right charity. You got a lot of Red Cross. You got a lot of Salvation Army. You got a lot of people that do this all the time.
Yes, and we always say, you know, don't be so anxious to help that you make a wrong choice. You certainly want your money to do good and do no harm. And so we always encourage people to donate to those organizations that they do know do good and can get funds there immediately. And we'll start to see a lot of things, good and bad, pop up here over the next week's time. Been a long time since we've had Florida's had a direct hit from a hurricane. I think they said 10 years. We know Hawaii is under those conditions as well. So give to those organizations that you know are going to be on the ground using your money to get to disaster victims, and not these pop-up GoFundMe pages that you really don't have anywhere of verifying their validity. So be cautious in making your decision.
Jesse Schmidt, Better Business Bureau, we appreciate the visit. You enjoy your Labor Day weekend.
You too, and we'll see you next week, Bill.
You betcha. On the leaderboard right now, we see that Katie Kempter has gone a couple under this morning. She's at minus six, tied with the overnight leader, Laura Gonzalez-Escalon. They're the leaders from Willow Run. Again, it's a 72-hole event. They'll make the cut tonight. More from Willow Run after we take a break.
If you're a warm, empathetic individual who has a passion to work in one of the many areas of the healthcare industry, you can certainly find a rewarding career at Sanford Health. As one of South Dakota's largest employers, Sanford Health offers a variety of medical and non-medical career opportunities. Are you an experienced LPN looking for a change? Sanford Health Plan has an opening for an LPN Utilization Management Technician. The UM Technician manages the referral and authorization system. You must have the ability to review, analyze, and summarize reports, plus have knowledge of the ICD-9 and CPT codes. Hours for this non-traditional nursing role are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Explore your career opportunities at sanfordhealth.org/careers. That's sanfordhealth.org/careers. Sanford is an affirmative action equal opportunity employer.
Hello, New 107.9, KELQ Flandreau Sioux Falls, and online at kello.com.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks have opened higher. A weaker-than-expected report on the job market in August appears to lessen the possibility of the Federal Reserve raising interest rates this month. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate stayed the same last month, 4.9%. The forecast was for it to decline to 4.8%. The number of new jobs created, 151,000, weaker than the 180,000 forecast. The number of workers who gave up looking for work did not change. The labor participation rate the same as July. Sears Hometown and Outlet Stores lost money in its recent quarter. The company was spun off from Sears Holdings in 2012. Sales were down. The company is blaming low prices for appliances. Walmart is getting ready for your holiday shopping season. Walmart says it will have 400 toy exclusives this year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
It's fall flooring season. Get incredible deals on the latest trends at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. We've got 100 new flooring styles, new colors, new textures, even new waterproof floors. Choose from over 60 varieties of North American and European laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from $1.29. Get $1 off Bellawood prefinished hardwood. Save on the hottest styles in vinyl plank, bamboo, and more. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale Tuesday.
What a perfect way to start our Labor Day weekend. Today, sunshine, a little breezy with a high of 78 today. The wind will be south at about 15 to 25. Tonight, clear with a low of 58 tomorrow, partly cloudy. Almost exactly like today, a little warmer, maybe a little breezier with a high near 80. Scattered thunderstorms are possible Saturday night, Sunday morning, and again on Sunday afternoon and evening. A couple of those storms could be severe. From KSFY Severe Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
News as it unfolds and your chance to talk about it. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9 and Kello.com.
From Willow Run, Symetra 2, Great Life 2. The leaders on the board, Kempner and the young lady that had the overnight lead by the name of Laura Gonzalez Escalon. She's already won twice on the tour. Who's going to win it this weekend? 140 of the best golfers are here. I wonder how many of them actually shipped by UPS. Paul, are you with us this morning?
I am. Good morning.
Well, we don't know if they ship clubs or not, but people certainly ship a lot of things. Can you share the kind of things they're shipping from UPS?
Yeah, and we do ship golf clubs. It's really more popular in the winter, but we still have been sending some to some vacation destinations. So absolutely, golf clubs are a popular item to ship.
All right, you have two locations, and they are?
Yes, the 2522 West 41st Street, kind of kitty corner from Best Buy, and you can find Rebecca at 2601 South Minnesota Avenue, between 33rd and 34th Street, and our exciting new location at 4800 South Louise, hopefully coming soon.
So the hours that you have?
We are open from 8 a.m. to 6:30 Monday through Friday with our last UPS pickup at 6:15 and 8:30 a.m. to 2 o'clock on Saturday.
Paul from UPS, we appreciate all you do. Do you guys have a website?
We do. Absolutely.
Can you share it?
www.theupsstore.com.
Paul, you have a great Labor Day weekend.
You too. Enjoy being at the golf course.
Thank you very much. We're going to go from UPS with Paul to Ron Nelson, Nelson Commercial Properties. Ron, would have loved to have you out here, but as my blog says this morning, you're one of these guys that's always selling Sioux Falls, and you always have somebody you're catching trying to tell the story. This morning, you had to make a decision between golf and that, and I think you made the right decision.
Well, yeah, Bill, and I'm disappointed that I can't be out there with you today, but I get to be out there, and I say get to be out there tomorrow and Sunday wearing my volunteer vest and badge and hat and just volunteering for the event because I think it's a big enough deal for our city that I'm willing to put my money where my mouth is and, you know, help out the cause, but exactly what you said, Bill, as far as, you know, selling our city, the attributes we have and all that. The Symetra Tour is just, you know, one of many fine examples of, you know, in my mind, doing that. I think that thing is selling the city as well as, you know, just hosting a very cool golf event.
200-plus volunteers out here. And earlier we talked with Terry Schmidt, Convention and Visitors Bureau, as well as Cindy, who is the sister, not the wife, of Tom Walsh. And they kind of shared about how important this is and how it came about and the fact that they wanted to have a bright future in the landscape and the yearly events for Sioux Falls.
You know, Jody at the Business Journal does nice profiles of certain businesses. And I mean, it's, you know, all the media does a good job of profiling companies that come to town. And it's very interesting sometimes when they get into the history and the origin, you know, of a company and, you know, what brought you to Sioux Falls. And sometimes it's something like, we heard about the Sidewalk Arts Festival, or, you know, I was invited to the Governor's Hunt, or we came for Jazz Fest, or we were just passing through on the way to the Black Hills, or we came for the Symetra Tour, whatever. The point being, you know, there are events that, you know, we have, or, you know, we try to promote just to get people to town. And, you know, it's like I talk about with recruiting businesses, you know, to Sioux Falls, Bill, and that is just simply, you know, I work hard to, you know, sell our city, but, you know, once I get them to town, my selling, my efforts generally are over because the city sells itself, you know. And so I think that's what this golf event is, just one more example of, you know, who knows, you know, if it's, you know, these girls, if the LPGA chapter of their life doesn't work out and they're ready, you know, for the next thing, you know, is this going to make a favorable impression? I'll tell you a real funny story, and the reason I'm not with you right now is I just left a meeting with a client, and I've got another one, you know, right after this. But the meeting I just left was with a gal from Florida, and we just leased some space for a brand new company coming to town, and first entrance to Sioux Falls. And I just said, well, why'd you pick Sioux Falls? And she said, they let me go anywhere I wanted to. And she's been living in Florida, Virginia Beach, Virginia. And all she did was go to high school here. She didn't grow up here her whole life, but she was here for high school years for whatever reason. And then she just, you know, moved around the country with her jobs. And they said, you can do whatever you want, wherever you want. She said, I pick Sioux Falls. So, you know, it's somebody that this city made an impression on her, you know, years back, and now she's had an opportunity to get back to our town. So, you know, it's just interesting, you know, what causes companies to come to this city. So, you know, we just try, not just for a recruiting purpose, you know, to do a Symetra, you know, thing. That's just a side benefit. There's just so many fun things being a local, you know, golf enthusiast, just, you know, living in the city. You know, we're doing events like this for the enjoyment of residents of our city as well. So just, you know, all the more reason why people should get out to this event and enjoy it. And it is just a great opportunity for our city to showcase our city.
He's Ron Nelson, Nelson Commercial Properties. Last week when we talked, we had a little help from Dave Austed, because he was bragging about you, and that didn't hurt your feelings at all. It was a great story, and he is off someplace in the west part of the country. And his son, talk about passing the torch. While Dave is in Utah, Ryan is out here. He's actually with Randy Dierheim, going to report on the course for us during these 2 hours, which is going to be a hoot. And they were kind of excited. They were taking pads and they were asking questions and how do we do it and this and that. But maybe next year we get you out here and you could be the third.
Well, you know, and I'm coming back this year for the second year. I did volunteer last year out there as well. And, you know, and I did my show with you out there last year. So
absolutely.
In a little bit of a preview, but it's a first class event. You know, the organizers of this do a good job. And, you know, I try to wear my Sioux Falls ambassador hat, you know, while I'm out there. And I was, you know, as I was out there last year visiting with some of the tournament officials and all that, just kind of interviewing them, saying, so, you know, what did you think of our city? Or how do you, you know, like our town? How is this experience for you, you know, and all that? And, you know, generally very favorable feedback, you know, from these guys. I mean, the reality is a lot of them, you know, have drivers and, you know, they probably are sleeping, you know, between transporting and stuff. They wake up when they pull into the driveway of Willow Run, you know, so they don't really necessarily have a great, you know, snapshot of the entire city. You know, they're just road warriors and, you know, it's just another golf course in another city and they don't always see the full city. But, you know, those that had got the chance to experience the city a little bit were, you know, pretty favorable.
2 minutes left. Last week you talked that 10 stores in two states, things were moving. Anything move in the last 7 days?
It was actually five states and it's more like 15 stores, but, you know,
numbers.
Perfect example of, you know, kind of what we talk about, which is just this company's first time to Sioux Falls. And so, you know, they're listening to my hype before coming to town about how great our town is, of course, you know, and all that. And so it's a lot of fun when they actually get here for me to say, and, you know, I put my butt on the line and just say, okay, you know, I've been shooting my mouth off, but, you know, does the reality match, you know, my hype before? And, you know, they saying, you know, absolutely. I mean, we took them to lunch to Crave, you know, which is the restaurant at the Hilton Garden downtown that's right on the river. And so, you know, we're kind of just showcasing our downtown. And, you know, we drove up and down Phillips Avenue, and they're probably not going to do locations in downtown Sioux Falls. But nonetheless, you know, I just say whether or not you're interested in downtown, I want to brag about our downtown because, you know, I think our attitude is the backbone and foundation of a strong city is a strong core and a strong downtown. So that's something a lot of fun to showcase. Of course, we took her out to the falls. We got out and walked the falls a little bit. And so, you know, you try to do meaningful things while you're in the city. I'll just tell you this group and this kind of what we do when we go to cities. But we did go up to Fargo as well, and they wanted to see the famous wood chipper from, I guess, the movie Fargo, and I didn't even know what that was, you know, but got my picture taken at the wood chipper. But point being, you know, cities have things they're noted for. Certainly we're noted for the falls and all that. And so when we do have these businesses, we're trying to recruit to our markets, and they finally get here, you know, we do everything we can to showcase as much as we can. I take them out to the Sanford Sports Complex north of town many times. I did not get that opportunity with this client. But, you know, we have so many things to showcase, you know, and obviously if I showcased all the stuff, we wouldn't get to look at any properties, which is ultimately what they come for. So, you know, you try to sprinkle in the right formula of, you know, city amenities with the reason they came here in the first place. But, you know, it's generally I have more to show them than they won't have time to see. But that's a pleasant problem, Bill.
All right. I've got Tom Walsh who's going to be joining us in the next segment. We're going to talk about the big art event downtown, trying to help those that are recovering. All a part of what we're doing, Symetra Tour. Big thing this weekend. Ron Nelson, sorry you're not out here. Glad you're volunteering tomorrow, though. Tom Walsh is going to take note of the fact that big Ron Nelson's out here volunteering with 200 others. Trust me. He just wrote your name down someplace.
Say hi to Wally for me.
We will do that. Ron Nelson, appreciate you. When we come back, we'll have a chance to visit with Tom Walsh. How's it going? We played one round. We got one gal that's already played seven this morning. She's gained a couple of shots, and Katie Kemper is at the top of the leaderboard, tied with the overnight leader at minus six.
Let's face it, Dad. For most of us, golf isn't about shooting eight under par or making millions on tour.
Don't I know it? I've been in business my whole life and still celebrate with a round of drinks every time I break 90.
Your friends must be pretty thirsty.
Oh, aren't you funny? For most of us, golf is about having a memorable shot every round. The drive you pummel down the fairway or the 25-foot putt you drop to save par.
This is Ryan Osted with Osted's Golf. My dad and I may not be able to get you on tour, but for over five decades, our family has been helping golfers play better and have more fun.
Whether you're a scratch golfer or just like to go out and have fun like me, our certified fitters will make sure you have the right clubs to hit more memorable shots. Our low price guarantee ensures you get the best value.
All this talk is making me thirsty. I'll make you a deal. You hit one memorable shot on the front nine, and I'll buy drinks at the turn.
If I don't hit one memorable shot on the front nine, I'll need a drink. Four right!
Where's that beverage cart? Remember, play better,
have fun,
shop Ostad's. Your Ostad's golf store.
Agriculture touches more people, more families, and more businesses than nearly any other industry in our region. I'm Travis Starks, agriculture insurance expert with Holt McDowell Insurance, a Marsh McLellan agency. Along with my dad, Roger, we work hard to understand both the risks that come with a life in agribusiness and the people who make their living in agribusiness. With over 43 years combined experience, we know agriculture is a broad and complex business, so we deliver broad and complex thinking to meet your needs. You can count on personal relationships and a hands-on approach from Roger and myself. Call us. We know agriculture.
For all your agriculture needs, call Hoalt McDowell Insurance in Sioux Falls, 800-584-7054. That's 800-584-7054. Or go to HoaltMcDowell.com. That's HoaltMcDowell.com. Call today. Hoalt McDowell knows agriculture. Call 800-584-7054. Kim Commando, Saturdays 10 to noon. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Well, there's been a change at the top of the leaderboard. And a gal by the name of Madison Pressel has just moved up from a minus four this morning to a minus six. She's played her front nine. And the lady that we've been telling you about that was on top, Katie Kemper, has bogeyed a hole. And they're tied with the overnight leader, Laura Gonzalez Escalon, who has won two tournaments, would like to win a third. In fact, we got Tom Walsh here, but, I mean, we got an on-course reporter that David Faraday would be proud of. We got this Randy Dierheim character that's out there. Randy, what are you seeing on the course? The wind's already at 18 to 20 miles per hour. Is it having an effect?
Well, Ryan and I are on the seventh hole at Willow Run, which, first of all, from a spectator perspective, you can't really get much better viewpoints at that. But Ryan and I have noticed a front pin placement that's giving these girls quite a challenge, because if you're above the hole, and those people that have played Willow Run know, if you're above the hole, it's a speedy putt. We've seen a couple three putts. Yeah, so, you know, Bill, the other interesting thing here, if you have not been out to this tournament, the access that you get to the players is unbelievable. We just saw an amazing up and down here on number seven. Went and congratulated the gal after she knocked it in. She said thank you, talked to us for a little bit. Totally different than the PGA Tour in that respect. So if you want to come out and see some great golf and get to actually talk to the players, this is really a cool event for you.
All right, guys, get back to work. I got to talk to the boss here. I'll tell him that you just auditioned for Faraday's job next year. It was pretty good. Ryan Ostad and Randy Dierheim in the same report talking about number seven. They put it on the front pin, and they are getting a lot of three putts there because of the speed and the wind. What do you think, Tom?
Well, this wind is going to make it a game changer. I think you're going to see the cut go up by probably two or three strokes. So it's going to be a lot more challenging today.
David Faraday, you just took him to the airport, made sure that he left town. The cops were happy to know that he's gone. Not, the rest of us really enjoy him. But he went how long last night?
Almost an hour and a half straight through. He's one of the funniest guys you'll ever see, and he's really a great guy. I've known him for about 30 years back when we were involved with Make-A-Wish. He started coming here, and then he's helped out with the Children's Foundation down in Mexico, and then he's really big into wounded veterans and amputees, and we do a hunt together out at our ranch each year with about 20 to 25 of these soldiers.
We had a chance to visit with Cindy this morning and also Terry Schmidt about their role. They all talk about what you've done and how you've done it, but those two ladies are pretty important too.
Oh, listen, Cindy, Jason, Mike Vodness, and our Willow Run team are unbelievable. We've got really great people, and they really care, and they're passionate about what they do and how they represent our community and great life.
So, in 30 seconds, tell the people why they should come out this weekend.
Well, you've got 144 of the finest female golfers in the world out here competing. love to show you off what we've done out here at Willow. We've added a new patio off the tent for the VIP, some course upgrades, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
We were just talking about the wind. Nobody on the course is at minus six. Those that are sleeping in this morning are there. Pressel just dropped off a shot, so we've got the overnight leader that is at minus six. We have six tied at minus five. Some of them have played six, eight, nine holes. So it's going to be a scramble till they decide a winner and about $31,000.
Yes, sir. It'll be fun.
Tom,
come on out.
You need to get to work, and thanks the other day for all you did with the Pro-Am. You're delivering beverages to people, and I was impressed.
Well, we're pretty focused on hospitality, and we try to add value to everything we do. And these people support us, and it's fun to go out there and share it.
Tom Walsh, we appreciate you. We'll be talking again soon.
Thanks, Bill. Catch you later.
All right, let's check in with Joan Swenson, Tallgrass, and she has a big art show that opens tonight, and it's all just a part of what is going on in Sioux Falls, and it is Recovery Month. Of course, Joan Swenson with Tallgrass, great friend that we have. Joan, tell us about the show.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm a little windy out here, but you'd say I'm windy all the time.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it's a little windy out here at the campus, too. So, Bill, tonight is the opening of the Recovery Art Show. It's our fourth annual Tallgrass Recovery Art Show. We have some amazing pieces of work down at Exposure Gallery. The kickoff is tonight at 5 o'clock. We'll be hundreds of people will probably be coming through tonight between the hours of 5 and 9. We'll have plenty of food. The artists will be down there to tell their stories for people who are interested in knowing a little bit more about their art. But the show will be up in the entire month of September, which is new for us. Zach DeBoer down at Exposure has graciously allowed us to hang out and keep our work up for the entire month of September. So if you are not able to go tonight, there is opportunity to still see the show. We're just really, really excited to have so many great artists participate this year. I can't tell you how cool the pieces are. I mean, you have to go see them, Bill. You just have to.
Now, you are one that surprises me because what you do on canvas can help people with a lifetime, and you've taken it to the school systems as well.
I have. I worked in the last couple of years through the Joe Foss school system over at Roosevelt as well. And we did a little bit of a project over there just trying to help the students with their ability and how addiction and recovery has affected their lives and help them create pieces for a show that we put together that was in May for the Student Recovery Art Show. And some of those students actually are participating in this show as well on their own. So it's been just kind of a growing process for us out here. It's just, you know, how does art fit into a 12-step recovery campus, a 30-day residential? And, you know, we're just trying to help our community out in any way that we can.
September is a recovery month. Why is that so important?
Well, you know, the thing is that there's a lot of misinformation about addiction. There's a lot of misinformation about recovery, you know, and what it takes to be in recovery and how does a person get into that. So I think September is a great time to, you know, just kind of show people that we do recover from this this disease that is very devastating and that everybody knows somebody. And so when we all kind of stand together in September, and it's not just here in our community, but nationwide, you know, they have all sorts of things going on all over the nation to kick off this month so that continued conversation can happen for people so that they don't know that we do recover from it. Now we can go on and live very productive lives.
Joan Swenson, Tallgrass, the art show starting tonight. And again, it is where?
It is at Exposure Gallery, which is at 409 North Phillips Avenue. It will be running from 5 to 9 p.m. tonight.
Joan, we appreciate you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
You bet. When we come back, we're going to talk with Sanford about some jobs. And a guy named Haas is going to update the leaderboard. Sometimes I don't read the scores right. We'll see what the pro knows.
Let's face it, Dad. For most of us, golf isn't about shooting 8 under par or making millions on tour.
Don't I know it? I've been in business my whole life and still celebrate with a round of drinks every time I break 90.
Your friends must be pretty thirsty.
Oh, aren't you funny? For most of us, golf is about having a memorable shot every round. The drive you pummel down the fairway or the 25-foot putt you drop to save par.
This is Ryan Ostad with Ostad's Golf. My dad and I may not be able to get you on tour, but for over 5 decades, our family has been helping golfers play better and have more fun.
Whether you're a scratch golfer or just like to go out and have fun like me, our certified fitters will make sure you have the right clubs to hit more memorable shots. Our low price guarantee ensures you get the best value.
All this talk is making me thirsty. I'll make you a deal. You hit one memorable shot on the front nine, and I'll buy drinks at the turn.
If I don't hit one memorable shot on the front nine, I'll need a drink. Four right!
Where's that beverage cart? Remember, play better,
have fun,
shop Ostad's.
Your Ostad's golf store.
Whether it's close to home or halfway around the world, we've got you covered. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9, and Kello.com.
That music means a good night's sleep. And you know what? I got one last night because I have a Comfort King. You know, we've got golfers here from North Carolina, and the last bed that we had bought was in Hickory, North Carolina. And it was quite the bed. That's the factory part of the world. But Sioux Falls, we have a Comfort King store, a factory. And that's what Chris Larson has done. He brought my wife and I in. We checked out a dozen beds or so. We got the right fit. She's got a controller for her side of the bed. I've got one for me. We got a massager. We know we have the zero gravity, any level that we wanted in the bed to watch TV or just get a good night's sleep. My advice, don't go by and ask for the Zortman model. Go by and ask for one that fits your family. You could be a Haas. You could be a Walsh. You could be you. Just go by and get the bed that fits you. All right, let's check in with Amanda Beeler from Sanford this morning. And Amanda, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I understand you want to talk registered nurses who have recently graduated.
Yes. We are currently accepting applications for new graduate nurses in our med-surg and specialty areas. We offer opportunities in those different areas, and you can choose to cross-train, transfer departments, or find your niche in a highly specialized area. And we're looking for currently the August and December new graduate RN students, and they can apply and secure a position at Sanford prior to actually graduating and prior to actually getting their license, and then we go through that process after the fact.
All right, for those people that are not just recently graduated looking for a position and they think Sanford might be the place, how do they get started? Do you have a website?
We do. They can reach us at sanfordhealth.org/careers, and all of our postings are listed on that website, including the nursing postings that we talked about today.
Amanda Beeler, we appreciate you coming on the Friday before Labor Day, but we know that people get sick and need hospitalization on holidays, so we have to count on you. We appreciate you at Sanford.
Yes. Well, thank you for having me.
You bet. We'll talk next week.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. From the LPGA Tour, Matt Haas is back here. We're going to see how good he is on pulling up numbers right now. I know he's been studying the leaders, and we have seen two different numbers posted on Katie Kemper. Is she at 6 under?
She is at 6 under. I just saw her make a birdie on 9 after she bogeyed 8. So she's back to 6.
Okay, so you've got the overnight leader who has won 2 events on the tour, correct?
Yep, Laura. She's warming up now. I think she's hitting a couple irons out there as we speak. And she's going to be teeing off here in a little bit. But out on the course, we got Katie Kemper at 6 and a couple players at 5, including Madison Pressel. If you follow golf, Morgan Pressel's her older sister. And Allie McDonald, who has been one of our most consistent players all year, is also at 5 under out there.
All right. I played with a young lady that was at -3 starting this morning, and she's playing the morning round, Jessica Wallace. She was at -3. I don't know what's happened to her. I'm scared to ask.
1 under so far, -4.
She's at -4. You know, she was a little nervous because last year the player that I had signed my Ricky Fowler head cover. She shot 90s. And she was very nervous, but She's gone out. She said, I'm going to do you proud. So I've got Jessica Wallace on my head cover. So
you got her on the leaderboard, too.
I got her on the leaderboard. The wind has come up. Our guys reported from hole number 7 that the pin placement is low on the green. The wind is having an effect, and they're quick.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, the wind is going to have an effect out here today and the rest of the week. So that's really going to separate the best players from the rest of the pack, and it should be an exciting last 3 days out here.
Symetra Tour, we're about to make the cut this afternoon. Again, 2 more days this weekend. We'll check with the guy that's in charge of the grounds when we come back, Jason Sudengay. We'll see what he's got to say for himself. For now, our time's up. Thank you for yours.
Talk 1320 KELO Sioux Falls, FM 107.9 KELQ Flandreau Sioux Falls, and online at kello.com. Talk 1320 KELO Sioux Falls.